Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
An intriguing invitation landed in my email inbox the other day. Take our survey and earn up to $500 for sharing your opinions, it said. If I want to sign on and take additional surveys, it told me, I can earn even more. Well, I know clickbait when I see it. I wasn't born yesterday. In fact, I was born so many yesterdays ago, I'd need a calculator to add them up. Regardless, as a public service to those loyal listeners who might be tempted themselves to play along, I clicked on the survey's first question. Did you vote for Joe Biden? Yes or no? I clicked. Are you happy with Joe Biden? I clicked. Will you vote in the next election? I clicked. Okay, I see where this is going. The fourth question was not a question at all. Please give us your email address, it said. Well, I can read the tea leaves here. It was time to get out. I don't know anyone who hasn't been subjected to outfits pushing surveys that often have a hidden agenda. They want to know where your sympathies lie, and they want to exploit them. I'm not here to bash surveys. In the hands of true professionals, accurate polling is rooted in science. But sometimes a scientific approach is not the only option. Many years ago, one of America's better-known political pollsters was a man named Samuel Lubell. Mr. Lubell considered numbers and data just one part of polling the public. He preferred talking to people face-to-face. Just ahead of the 1964 presidential election between Lyndon Johnson and Barry Goldwater, Mr. Lubell wanted to canvass Northwest Ohio. He didn't like to drive during his polling tours, so he needed a driver familiar with the terrain. Paul Block Jr., the Blade's publisher at the time, gave the assignment to a 20-year-old reporter, intern, me. Take Mr. Lubell wherever he wants to go, I was told. For the next few days, we toured our corner of the state, most of the time on rural county roads, some of them paved, some not. We know how Toledo is going to vote in this race, he said, but will traditional Republican areas hold for Goldwater? Will the farmers who live off the land stay true? We drove from farm to farm. We stopped in county seats and small villages. One of our stops was at an old-fashioned five-and-dime store, where Mr. Lubell quizzed a clerk while she handed him a paper cone full of peanuts. He asked for her feelings on the economy while she counted out his change. If we drove past a farmhouse that intrigued him, we'd turn around and stop. Excuse me, ma'am, he'd say. My name is Sam Lubell. Got a minute? They always did. He knew what to ask and how to ask it. I got the sense that people who were initially reluctant to open up were genuinely sorry to see us leave. He had a knack. I'm not sure how Mr. Lubell's folksy door-to-door approach to political polling would work today in modern times. It's a different country and a different time. Not everybody welcomes a knock at the door. Meanwhile, to those dispensers of surveys that clutter my email inbox, I solicit their response to a survey of my own. I ask just one question. Aren't you ashamed? Please answer on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being, no, not at all, and 10 being, even our own families don't like us.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.